In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today we're going to have a healing service. Mrs. Bean said, please do a healing service. So today we're going to have a healing service, but I'm looking at Isaiah 55, verse 6 through 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. He is near to the brokenhearted. He is near to those that are sick. He is near to those who believe. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Right now, he may be found. Maybe there'll be a time that he won't be found. I'm going to tell you about Betty McManamy. She used to pray a lot and a lot and a lot. I mean, she used to pray a lot. And they would say to Betty, why do you pray so long? She said, because there's going to be a time that I'm not going to be able to pray, and I have to rely on Jesus and on the prayer that I gave him. That was very much wisdom, you see. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. We call on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We call on you to bring healing to the people. We call on you to send the Holy Spirit upon us. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit. Come and do what only you can do for your people. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way. Let the sinful man forsake his way. Let the wicked forsake his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy. Oh yes, we turn to you, Jesus, for mercy. For there is always mercy that is being given. And we turn to you from on the cross, that you would give mercy to your people, that they would experience mercy and not judgment. Lord, we deserve judgment, but you give us mercy. So we ask for mercy. Turn to the Lord for mercy today, wherever you are, wherever I am. Turn to the Lord for mercy, to God, who is generous in forgiving. You hear it? He is generous in forgiving. He has to be generous because we have sinned against him. We have sinned against him, and he protects us by his blood. His blood is our forgiveness. His blood is our protection. Yes, turn away from your sins and seek the Lord with all of your heart because he is generous in forgiving. Oh yes, Lord, we know you are generous in forgiving. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, heal your people. Jesus, Son of the living God, draw us into your heart. We worship you, we praise you, we bless you, we honor you. Jesus, manifest your glory today. Manifest your glory today. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways. I'm telling you, if I want there to be healing in people, how much more does God want it? Because he's done it on the cross 2,000 years ago. And my thoughts are above your thoughts. My ways are above your ways. And my thoughts are above your thoughts. That's a good thing, you see. Like his thoughts are, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those are his thoughts. He wants us to know that his thoughts are greater than ours. So, Lord, heal your people today. Heal your people today. Manifest your glory today on your people that they might know your love. They might experience your love. Seek the Lord while he may be found. call on him while he is near. He is near to the brokenhearted. He is near to the sinner. He is near to the people who love him. But seek him now with all of your heart. Call on him while he is near. Sinners, forsake your ways. Wicked people, forsake your thoughts. Turn to the Lord for mercy. Turn to the Lord for mercy. Turn to God who is generous in forgiving. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Oh, let him turn to the Lord for mercy. Let him turn to the Lord who is generous and forgiving. Oh, for the thoughts of God are far above your thoughts and my thoughts. Oh, yes, the ways of God are far above my ways and your ways. Do you know the ways of God? Do you know the ways of God, that he comes and he comes into human history through his beloved Son who always lived with him from eternity to eternity, and he comes on the earth to forgive our sins? Oh, yes, we thank Jesus for his healing ministry while he was on earth and for his healing ministry now in heaven through people. But you see, it's the cross, it's the blood that brings us forgiveness. He had to die, and he chose to die for you and for me. His ways are above your ways. He's given his life for you. He's given his life for me. He is the Lord, and he has given his life for us. Will he not give us everything else besides? Yes, he who did not spare his own Son, will he not give us all things beside? Yes, yes, yes. Jesus Christ is Lord. He gives us all things through the power of his cross, death, and resurrection. As high as the heavens are above the earth, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are God's ways above your ways, and God's thoughts above your thoughts. Yes, my thoughts are so small. They are so small. They are so small. Oh, we're just going to keep on doing it. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Yes, seek him. Seek the face of Jesus. And as we seek the face of Jesus, he gives us his miracles. He is a miracle-loving God. He gives us Jesus Christ on the cross. He gives us Jesus Christ in the power of the resurrection. Let us call upon the Lord, for he is near, near to you and near to me. You say, but not me. Yes, you. He is near to you and near to me. Let the scoundrel, the sinner, forsake his ways. Today is the day to repent. Today is the day to turn away from your sins and repent. Today is the day that your wicked thoughts would be changed into thoughts of compassion, thoughts of mercy, thoughts of love. Turn to God who is generous in forgiving. How many times can I say that? Faustina said, you know, he wants to give mercy to the greatest sinners. He wants to give mercy to those who don't deserve it. And I want to tell you, none of us deserve it. It has nothing to do with deserve. Take that word out of your vocabulary and put the word grace in it, because it is by his grace that we are saved. It is by his grace that we are forgiven. It is by his grace that we have mercy. By his grace, and only by his grace. And he's that mercy and that forgiveness is for you and for me, because he loves us. He loves us so much that he gave his life for us. Oh, yes. Father Tom, why do you keep on saying that? Because it's the truth. You know, I do not want to be like those people that have forgotten the gospel, those people that have forgotten the gospel and they become the gospel of the world. No, I want to talk about his cross. I want to talk about his blood. I want to talk about his death. I want to talk about his resurrection. Yes, I want to talk about Jesus, who is Lord and has been raised from the dead. Seek the Lord while he may be found. It's time to seek the Lord. You say, I've never done it before. I remember the time that I was driving and I picked up somebody, and he told me, "I've never prayed before." And I said, "It's not too late to start." So we stopped at a restaurant, and we didn't go in the restaurant, but we prayed in the parking lot that Jesus would come into his heart. He had never prayed before. Maybe you have never prayed before. Maybe you haven't prayed in a long time. Call on him while he is near. He is near to us. He is near to us. Near to us. Knees being healed by the power of the blood. Knees being healed by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Knees being healed because Jesus loves us. Oh, yes, let the scoundrel forsake his way. Let the wicked forsake his thoughts and turn to the Lord for mercy. Who do you turn to for mercy? Oh, first go to Jesus. Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. Jesus Christ, who is now interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. Do you know that you have a prayer partner at the right hand of the Father? Do you know his name? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is generous in forgiving. He has already forgiven on the cross. He said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" But he says, "Forgive them. They do not know what they do. Forgive them. They do not know what they do." That's true. You see, we've put Jesus on the cross by our sin. You want to see what sin looks like? We have to look at Jesus on the cross, who looks more like an animal than like God, more like an animal than like man. I tell you, Jesus endured everything for us, for you, and for me. His ways are greater than our ways. His thoughts are greater than our thoughts. How much greater are his ways than our ways? Infinitely greater. Infinite lungs being healed in the name of Jesus. Lungs being healed in the name of Jesus. Lungs being healed by the power of the blood. Lungs being healed by the power of the cross. Yes, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are his ways above our ways, and his thoughts above our thoughts. You must know this today, that you who have sinned would turn to the Lord and ask mercy, for his mercy is greater than his judgment. He wants to show mercy to you. He wants to show mercy to me. We just need to accept this mercy. I accept the mercy of God from the cross. I accept the mercy of God from on high, where you live with the Father at the right hand of God. And you intercede for us as the Lamb that was slain, now resurrected and glorious. Oh, yes, Jesus, we praise you. We bless you. We worship you. Heal legs and heal lungs and heal hands now. Hands are being healed. Who have arthritis in your hands, just move them in the name of Jesus by the power of his blood. Move those hands now. Let the Lord touch you in the depths of your heart. Move those hands now. Let him tell you, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. I am generous. I am generous in forgiving. I am generous. I am generous and forgiving." We remember the gospel. Jesus told the disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire workers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out at about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again at about noon, and around then about 3 o'clock, and he did likewise. Going out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or in the evening, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand around idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them the pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." And they all got the same pay. When those who had started at 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones only worked for an hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden of the heat." He said to them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did I not agree with you to give you the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What I wish to give you, this last one, I give to you. Or am I free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last shall be first, and the first shall be last." You know who this was written about? First of all, the Jewish people. They, for 2,000 years, have been keeping the law. And then the Gentiles come in at the last hour, and they receive Jesus' mercy, just like the Jews. And you know what? They said, "But we've been faithful for 2,000 years." And what does Jesus say? Jesus said, "If I wish to be generous, let me be generous to these poor bums of Gentiles." I tell you, Jesus is generous to us. We forget his generosity. His generosity is toward us. He is not looking at anything but himself on the cross. The Father looks at the cross and he says, "My Son gave everything for these people. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in your stomach by the name of Jesus. Tumors in the stomach, be healed now in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed by the power of the cross. Be healed by the power of the blood." You must check these things out with doctors. Oh, yes, I remember the lady that I prayed with, and I just was getting the word that he was healing breasts. I didn't know it was her breast. And you know what? She went for the operation the next day, and there was no cancer in the breast, but she had the operation because the doctors thought she still had it. But God had healed her. You go to the doctors to check it out. God has given us doctors, too. We want the best doctors, but we don't stop with doctors. We need to stop after we prayed and continue to pray. God is generous. Do you know that he's generous and he gives us his mercy? We do not deserve his mercy, but he gives us his mercy. His mercy is toward those who seek the Lord, who seek the Lord with all of their heart. He says, when you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the sinner, the scoundrel, the backslider forsake his ways. Let the wicked, those who have sinned, even murder, forsake his ways. Let them forsake their own thoughts, and let them turn to the Lord who is filled with mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. It's all about mercy. You know, once I got stopped by a policeman. I was going a little too fast. And you know what I prayed? "Do not give me justice, Lord. Give me mercy. I need mercy, Lord, because I was wrong. I need mercy, Lord. Let this policeman give me mercy." Well, he did. He gave me mercy. And you know what? This is what the Lord gives us. We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the Lord gives us his mercy, his mercy, his mercy, his mercy, because he is generous in forgiving. Do you believe that? That he's generous. He's not a cheap God. If you don't believe in the generosity of God, look at a crucifix. That will show you the generosity of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Do you know that today? Do you know that? That the Son took the rap for you and for me. The Son took the rap for you and for me. Yes, he took the rap. You know who we are? We are Barabbas. They let go of Barabbas and they turned over Jesus. each one of us is Barabbas. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But you say, I haven't sinned. No, the scripture says if you say I haven't sinned, you cause yourself to be a liar. For all men have sinned and are in need of the mercy of God. Yes, and you know, we only need to turn to Jesus and say, forgive me. Get to confession if you haven't been to confession. Forgive me. I need you. I want you. I don't deserve you, but I don't get what I deserve. I get mercy. Why? Because the Lord is found when we seek him. Because the Lord is near when we seek him. That the Lord healed the scoundrel's sin. The Lord heals the wicked men's thoughts. Oh, yes. The Lord heals the backslider. Have you been backsliding? It's time to return to the Lord. You say, but I'm not worthy. That's right. No one is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive glory and honor and adoration. He is the only one that is worthy. There is no one else worthy but the Lord God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Do you know that today? Do you know that his ways are above your ways? Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. We pray for people who have problem with asthma, who have problem with asthma. Be healed in the name of Jesus. We pray for people's nasals that are blocked because of allergies. Be healed today of allergies in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. We pray for people's brains. Oh, yes, God. You don't want anyone to have Alzheimer's. Heal Alzheimer's today. Heal forgetful heads. That sometimes I get a forgetful head. Heal forgetful heads because you love your people, Lord, and you are rich in forgiving, and you are rich in generosity. And generosity, there's no one as generous as God. There's no one as generous as Jesus. There's no one as generous as the Holy Spirit. You know, he comes upon sinners. I remember the man who was at a service, and the Lord just touched his heart, and he went home. He didn't have a Bible, and he said to the Lord, what do you ask me to be for you? And the only thing he had was a telephone book. And he opened the telephone book, and guess where he opened it? He opened it to the word saint. The Lord wants me to become a saint. By his mercy, by his grace, by his forgiveness, I cannot do it on my own. My prayers are not big enough. It takes the blood of Jesus to forgive my sins. Yes, my prayers are like buckets that fill up with the grace of the living God. Yes, it is by grace we are saved, not by works, lest any man boast. But we are made to do works because these saving works come from grace. It is not, I am never saved by my works. No, no. Never, never, never. I'm not going to tell Jesus, this is what I did on that 22nd day of September. I'm going to say, oh, Jesus, I need your mercy. Oh, Jesus, I need your kindness. Oh, Jesus, I need you. Oh, yes, I need you. That's who I need. I need you. Would you come to me? Would you come to me? Would you come to me? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Heal brains right now and tumors right now in the brain. Be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Feet are being healed. Ankles are being healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Yes. Walk now and show yourself that God has healed you. Do some moving around and see that God has healed you. God has healed you. Why? Because he is generous in forgiving. He is generous in giving us mercy. He is generous in our ways, and his ways are far above our ways, his thoughts far above our thoughts. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me tell you that goodness and mercy are going to follow you who have been healed, who have given their lives to Jesus. Goodness and mercy will follow us. That does not mean we will not have a difficult time at times. Oh, yes, we do have difficult times. But goodness and mercy for us. Goodness and mercy are to follow us wherever we go. Why? Because our God is generous in forgiving. Our God is generous in mercy. Our God's thoughts are far above our thoughts. Our God's ways are far above our ways. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May Jesus Christ be praised. May he be praised in you and be healed in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.